views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, my gosh, so very loved by this universe. And sexy people, oh my goodness, these private sessions have been off the charts for me and I think for most of the participants. Just unbelievable information coming in, bam, 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 right to what they want to know about. And we're just moving into, with these four cornerstones and everything, a really, again, big expansion out, higher understanding place for everything. So I have a lot to go over. I want to go over it as quickly as I can for you. The electrical charge, you know, we spent quite a bit of time on the electrical and the electrical system and us being the electrical charge that we send out into the universe. Well, it's back, and it's coupling itself with self-love. Oh, look at the surprise on my face, the electrical charge of self-love. And you know that your emotional state, which is largely dictated by your belief systems and your perceptions of the world, your reactionary life, is what you send out to the universe. It bounces off the ionosphere and then gets delivered back to you in all kinds of demonstrations in your life. I want you to remember that the belief always comes first, and then you get the demonstration of it in your life. So if you're getting something you don't want, stop and ask yourself, what do I believe that might be supporting me getting this in my life? Okay, like, do I really trust and love the universe? You know, do I really know that I'm my own creator? Or do I think the world's out to get me and I have no power and control over my own life, right? Okay, so the electrical charge is what we send out to the universe. We want to send out, I am special and worthy of creating and receiving whatever it is that we are focused on and is the desire of our heart. So the more we love ourselves, the more we send out to the universe, I rock, I'm awesome, I'm special. So come forward and play with me here because I'm worthy and I know it, right? And then the universe can go, oh, wow, let's send that back. Let's send back that back to her or him, right? And partner with him in this. Let's send them some demonstrations in their life about how special and worthy they are. We all know that love, because it is, love is the creative force, guys. Love, according to our channel, conquers everything, creates everything. So it is the creative force. And for those of us that come from a religious background, one of the very first things we were taught is God is love, right? So if you replace the word love for the word, you know, God in all the teachings, you kind of start getting an understanding of what really the highest truth is, that love is what it's all about. But then we've known that for eons and eons. What I'm asking you to do is live it consciously now. Okay, what happens when we send out, I'm awesome, I'm worthy, I deserve this, I love me, I love me, I love me, it's like we're plugging ourselves into the greatest electrical socket in the world, which is God the Force, all energy, all thought, all possibility. So you have to be really careful about what you plug in, guys. If you plug in, you know, criticism after criticism after criticism, fear after fear after fear, the current that you are going to complete with the universe, the circular current, just like you plug in a light, you're going to get back what you're asking for. You're going to get back the connection that you've sent out. So this urgency of self-love webinar that's coming up cannot be here too soon as far as I'm concerned. You know, I think it's the basis of everything. My channel has said it's the basis of everything. So we want to expand and understand it in the highest way so we can implement it, right? Okay. If you unplug from the big circuit of the universe, there is no electrical charge that you have created with intention that's going to be manifested for you. And therefore, you know, you're going to go through your day, you're going to plug into that fear, you're going to plug into that person that you heard, you're going to plug into something that you listen to on television. Do you understand? There's so many truths and there's so many untruths that people have made their truths that you've got to be responsible for picking what you want to plug into. This is what keeps you in your knowing when you say, I'm awesome, I love me, I'm incredible, I deserve, I'm magnificent, and you plug into that electrical charge of the universe, and that's what keeps you in your knowing. That's what keeps your heart aligned straight, strong, and through the ID point, so that you always, always have an experience, are living in the experience of, yes, I'm pretty awesome here. Okay. What the four cornerstones do, and if you have not gotten them, they were listed in the last two e-blasts. If you're not getting my email, I would encourage you to, because a lot of important information is outlined, and usually the articles are very moving also. So go to IMD Wallace and subscribe for the newsletter. That's all you have to do. Wow, you know what they just yelled at me? Mistrust. What would you mistrust about doing that? Everybody take a moment and look at that. What, something about, wow, okay, hold on. We got to stop, dead in our tracks here, because they're saying this is one of the biggest things in our way of self-love, is this perspective that we can't trust the universe. So therefore, we don't put our electrical plug in. Wow, that one fleeting little moment that I almost went by. So it was like, yeah, well, why should I give her my email kind of thing? But it's indicative of how we're looking at the universe. Why are you asking me to do anything because I'm not sure I trust you? If I commit, if I connect, if I plug in, I'm not sure I'm going to trust you to handle my electrical charge. Oh, my God. Holy heck. All right, so we're all coming together right now and directing and choosing that we absolutely trust the universal current. We love ourselves enough to know that unconditionally the universe is there to show up for us, bless us, support us, and complete the charge of love with us in every way. I am the trust of this universe, and so it is. Wow! They told me when I, you know, because I always ask, there's something more that I can bring to you before we start the calls, and they said, oh, it'll happen on the call, and I thought one of you guys was going to bring it in. Oh, my God. I trust the electrical charge of the universe. I trust the electrical charge of me. I trust the connection of the electrical charge of me and the universe. And so it is. So anytime you feel yourself out of your knowing, these four cornerstones, like the snap of a finger, will bring you back. In this moment, am I loving myself? Am I loving all other energy? Am I in the present moment, and do I know I am my own creator? Do I know that I get to choose the thoughts and the reactions and the joy and the love and the trust that's going to create what I want? It's me. And that keeps the flow between us and the ionosphere that bounces back everything to us that we send out. I've even got a note here on my sheet, D, be aware of electrical messages during the show. Okay? They want us all to come together right now to commit, that you commit to your expansion, you commit to your self-responsibility, you commit to your magnificence, experiencing it and knowing it in every way. And we are directing that anything that might be in our way, anywhere in any time-space continuum or dimension that our energy exists in, anything that might be in our way of getting the highest information and truth has got to get out of the way right now. We demand it. We direct it. We are accessing the highest truth with the highest understanding. And at the end of this show, we absolutely leave more empowered and plugged in. And so it is. Please let me go to the, okay, so I can go to the callers now. Have your question ready, please, everybody. Susan in New Jersey, we're going to start with you. Hi, honey. Whoops, hold on, you're spinning. Hi.
Hi, good morning. I didn't have my question ready. You beat me to it. I've been struggling. I have stage 4 breast cancer and recently started antidepressants because I feel like, you know, I need that.
Okay, why do you think you're depressed, Susan?
Well, just dealing with the diagnosis and the treatments and my life up to this point and
okay.
Back everything.
All right. So, Have you followed this work very long, baby?
I'll be honest, I've called into your show a couple times and, you know, not.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to know, because I will treat you more gently. The people that have been with me a long time, I would kind of run them over the coals here from your words. And I will explain why. And you know that everything on this show is done in love and through love, but it's also tough love. It's what you need to hear. So that's why, you see, I would like you to find the four cornerstones and post it up. Because just from your words, Susan, I can tell you you're not living in the moment. Just by in my life up to this point, should have nothing to do with what you're creating in your life in this moment. Do you understand, sweetheart?
I think
you can't drag your story with you and create something new. So, you know, for example, my dad committed suicide. If I allowed my father's suicide and the devastation that I experienced because of that to define me for the rest of my life, I am not my own conscious creator. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So already the vibration in your voice has taken on more power because you are starting to get in this moment, Susan, you have a choice here. You have a choice to create health and happiness and joy wherever you can, which will help you heal or be peaceful in all the moments that you have remaining on this earth. And I'm saying that for all of us. You know, we all have limited moments or expanded moments, but there are finite moments that we have an embodiment because we chose it that way. So I want you to get your power back, sweetheart, and I want you to start directing what you want, because the basis, according to my channel, the biggest basis of depression is I have no choice. I'm at the whim of the world. I don't have any power over my own life. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. Is this resonating with you? Are you able to hear it, or are you in too much fear?
No, I hear it.
Okay. Would you like to participate and do it then and try it?
I'm willing to try, yes.
Okay. So what is it that you want more than anything in your life right now, Susan?
Honestly, to not have cancer anymore.
Okay.
Not think about
How can you say that in the positive, though? What you want is perfect, glorious, beautiful health and freedom, right?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to challenge yourself to stay focused on that. What would it feel like if you didn't have this burden to deal with? What would it feel like if you were free right now and you got a free bill of health? What would it feel like?
Relief.
Okay. Relief is a good place to start. Can you get to joy? Can you imagine the joy that it would feel?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to find those things and find your place of love and experience that as much as you can, and send love to your cancer and your breast, which, by the way, guys, you know, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, all that stuff, that's about us not nurturing ourselves. So my guess, Susan, is that in your life you've given yourself up for a lot of other people. Is that true?
Yes.
It's time to take you back. It's time for Susan to do everything in her power to joyfully nurture and love herself. Now, you know, I had somebody say to me once, well, Dee, that's a real Pollyanna point of view. What if it doesn't work and I die anyway? And the channel's response was, the moment that you have, you will be so much more happy and joyful that you will actually live your life until you die instead of waiting to die and not being happy while you're doing it. So it's a choice. You're at choice right now, Susan. And the biggest choice is to nurture yourself and love yourself in every way you can, baby. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. We stand with you. We claim. Hold on. I'm waiting for the words. Just everybody come together. And we'll do this for Patty, too, and Susan. We're claiming balance and health and wellness, joy, love, and we are claiming that we are in our knowing that we absolutely deserve miraculous healing and perfect health through love and joy. And so it is. Okay, there's your words. All right, honey. Good luck with this. My job is to give you the information, but please know that I'm empathetically standing with you also, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Okay, we're going to Carolyn in Ontario. Hi, you're on. Miss Caroline, you there?
Yes. This is Caroline.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Hi, beautiful. Okay, anxiety.
Okay, over what?
Daily, I take an anxiety pill, and it'll come on in moments of pure bliss and beauty and all that.
Okay,
all
I've got
sudden,
it.
There it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So why are you so anxious about being happy? What happens when you're really, really happy? I'm going to your mother. I'm going to around 4 years old. It's actually a shitload of past lives, they're saying.
Okay, but it's, good. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why it's so charged. But we don't care. You got to figure out this life. So just know that that's why it's so charged for you.
Okay.
And what was the lesson your little girl got about being happy? Whenever she got happy and blissful, what happened?
I got beat up.
Okay. Well, that's why you're anxious, baby. Because if you're doing this work and you're moving into conscious creation and you're loving yourself more, you get lighter, you get happier, and your little girl in there is still running the show going, no, Caroline, no. You know what happens when you get happy?
Yeah.
And then the anxiety comes on. So every morning you've got to get up and you've got to say, you know what? When I get happy now, I get to be free. And I get to be supported, and I get to be loved, and I get to have fun. That's the direction of my energy. That's who I'm going to be right now. And they're saying, absolutely, you came into this life to learn this and put this down this lifetime. They don't want you to take it through another lifetime.
I agree.
Okay. You know that you have to do this, right? You've got to shift.
Yep, and I will do it, and I am doing it. Yeah.
I get a yes on that.
Yeah, and I have a reading with you on March 11th, so I'm really looking forward to it. Yes.
Well, don't expect me to remember this.
I'm thrilled.
Because anybody that's doing these half-hour privates, they have just been off the chart. So hold on to your socks, and we'll get a lot out of that session. But until then, I want you to get up every morning, and I want you to stay conscious during the day. If you feel that anxiety and go, oh, no, this is my way old story, my many lifetime stories, I ain't taking this with me anymore. I'm choosing to be happy and know that I'm respected and honored and loved by this universe when I am. Okay?
Well, I love you to pieces. And just as a confirmation for any new people, I've been with you along for the ride for a few years now, and everything is truth. And I hear you on my walks, and I hear you, and, you know, I email you and all that. But on Friday, I called my mother, actually, because I hadn't called her in quite a few months, because all I get is abuse from her. And I went, no, Mom, whenever it just ended with, no, Mom, I love you. If you ever want to just call me just because you love me, call me. But for now, I have to hang up because I'm no longer doing this.
Yeah,
and my
good
body
for
was
you.
Completely shaking. I know. And I sent love. And all I do is send love to her. And I felt that little girl in me. So thank you for confirming
good
the anxiety.
Good for you, Caroline. And that's living consciously. And if it took you 2 years to get to that point of loving yourself enough, you know, to do that and do it through love, I mean, 2 years out of an entire, well, they're giving me 50 lifetimes. 50.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever had 50 freaking lifetimes.
Wow.
You know, so applaud yourself. You know, what's a little anxiety for working through something that's held you captive for 50 lifetimes?
I've gone through a whole lot worse, so bring it on. Yes, I'm done.
Well,
with it.
Yeah, and no, bring on the ease and effortlessness and joy
in your
life now. No more burden. You don't have. There's no more burden to lay down. Do you understand?
Yes.
There's only to know you can joyfully create now and be supported. All right, honey. Thank you so much.
One quick question. Should I have the diarrhea needle from the doctor or just go on my trip?
You lost me.
Last time my family and I went on a trip, which is we got diarrhea. Should we have the diarrhea needle before we go or just go and not intend diarrhea?
Well, okay.
We're
I'm
going
to
south,
answer
so,
from the channel,
yeah.
and I'm going to answer
yes.
from D.
Yes.
You know, I travel a lot as an actor. I never travel without antibiotics to a foreign country because it's almost impossible to get a doctor and to have them treat you.
Right.
you know.
So I'll bring the antibiotics with me, but the doctor says get the shot instead. I don't feel right
about
the shot.
I didn't even know there was a diarrhea shot, you know.
Right, okay.
But I would sure as hell take the antibiotic. Where are you going?
Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you go, like when I go to China,
right.
You know, people who go to China, if you haven't ever had hepatitis A, you want to get the Hep A shot. I'm not a big believer in shots and immunization.
Neither am I.
And
neither am I.
I get them if I need them. So
right,
they
right.
want to go to the energetic basis of diarrhea. Hold on, sheets, book, song, give me a movie.
The Way We Were.
Okay. It's based on the past and what everybody's taught us. Oh, it's not safe here. Oh, it's not safe there.
Right,
and that's the fear and the expectation that gets set up, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the more you fear, the more you invite people to come in and create more fears for you. I can't tell you how many people are calling me about don't eat the food, right? And I'm going, wow, I really better look at my belief system here if I'm getting all these calls.
Exactly.
Right.
So do I secretly believe that then, Dee? Because I'll tell you something. I sound a lot like you when I talk to my people and myself. And then when it comes to me, diarrhea, I am so out of my body surprised that I got it because I shouldn't based on what
that
I believe
just
in.
Means there's
part of
a
the
very,
sheet
very,
that I put
very,
out there.
There's a very deep-seated, it's not a belief, it's a fear.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That this could happen, and so the more you're in that country, your subconscious attention gets drawn there. Oh, did I get it? Oh, am I getting it? Oh, I haven't gotten it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And so yes, stay present, and you know you're the director of your body, so direct your body to what be in balance. Be in peace, and remember that your body's an entity unto itself, like our immune system, to
mm-hmm.
regulate itself perfectly, okay?
Thank you.
And,
thank you. I love
you. You know, you don't want to get weak with diarrhea when you're in a foreign country, so have something
exactly.
in case you need it. Because
absolutely.
If you have something in case you need it, then your focus usually doesn't go there because you know you're covered.
Good stuff.
Okay, thank you, honey. Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff there for a lot of people.
Good.
A lot of different lessons. Thanks, Carolina. Got to move on. Emily in California. Hi, you're on, baby.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
So I have been presented with this magnificent opportunity to potentially buy the property where I've been renting.
Cool.
And yeah, and it's a enormous thing for me to relate to.
Well, yeah, and
they're
saying right now you don't see quite how it's possible, and
right.
that's not your job. Your
okay.
job is to guys. I cannot talk too much about commitment. Do you understand? You're wondering, so many of you, why your life isn't showing up. And it's not showing up because you haven't committed yet. You're going, well, I'd kind of like this, and wow, wouldn't that be cool? But you're not going, all right, I'm going to do this. So are you going to do it, Emily?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So we've made the commitment. I am buying this house.
I am buying this house.
Right. Can you feel the difference of should I or, gee, it would be awfully great to? Okay,
yeah.
I am buying this house, and every time some little feeling comes up about, oh my gosh, I don't know how, you stop yourself in your tracks, and you go, I'm ready, willing, and able to have all of this worked out easily and effortlessly. Come on, universe, I am buying this house. I deserve it. I'm committed to it. So come on, we're going to do this. So give me ideas, bring in opportunities. I don't care how it gets done, but let's do it. Okay.
Yeah.
And when you're in fast expansion, you really have to stay on top of yourself and keep bringing yourself back with those four cornerstones. I mean, when I you know, I'm going to the toy fair next week. And I really, am I committed? Oh, good. I'm committed to a licensing deal for My Little Bear.
Awesome.
And yet I catch myself having thoughts, or they're more fleeting moments of feelings like, oh, gosh, will it happen?
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
And I just go back and go, okay, I deserve it. I want it. So work it out, universe, because I'm committed here. I'm committed to this little tiny bear that's going to change people's lives. I'm committed to this house that I have an opportunity that you brought me. I'm committed to this. So let's work it out. And then, you know, because the more we push and try and control, that comes from, oh, my God, I don't think it's going to happen. So it pushes it away. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's your answer. Is there any other more specific question? Because that's what you need to know, they're saying.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, the owners and I have had a couple conversations, and the last one was sort, you know, they sort of said, well, we don't, we basically don't think you're ready to actually do this, so we're planning to bring it to market, and you need to go ahead and move out. And so that's fine. I'm like going to let go of all my stuff and we're going to move someplace temporary for a few months. And so
I don't think you're going to have to do that, Emily.
Really?
But they're saying you haven't looked at all the possibilities. You've been limiting yourself. And whenever we limit ourselves, guys, we can't see literally the possibility right in front of us.
Okay.
So if you do, you do. But what I'm hearing is there are answers that, you know what they're showing me is the carrot before the horse, right?
Okay.
And the horse keeps following the carrot. The carrot's right there in front of you, the possibility. You got to reach out and find it, though, and grab it instead of looking for the carrot or trying to get to the carrot and have the carrot always moving. You know, and that is the part, that's why they brought in commitment. You have to commit before you get, guys. You have to commit and believe to get the demonstration in your life, period.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
let us know.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, be excited now. Go find that carrot. Goodbye. What? And we're going to Anya in North Carolina. Hi, honey.
Hi there. Yeah, just that. What I got just there was gold about the commitment, and I've gotten that before, but I it landed in a deeper way right now. Thank you.
Yeah, good. It's so important, you know. And let's just go back to the commitment of self love, since that's our webinar on the 25th with Patricia Cota Robles. You know, I couldn't believe when I opened one of her emails a few months ago, and it was all about you've got to love yourself. The company of heaven is adamant about, you know, and we'd been talking about it for, you know, over a year, this urgency around self-love. You don't commit, though. It's non-commitment is a way of for you saying to yourself, I don't love myself all the way, so therefore I'm not going to commit.
Right.
So commitment is a part of self-love. So continue.
Okay, so two things that have popped up recently physically. Left eye, retina, and right ovary. And I just would like anything that you're getting, the channel is giving you as far as energy behind it or what might be going on.
Yeah, they want to go to the ovary.
Okay.
Again, anything around that is around nurturing yourself.
Yeah.
And then they want to put the eye together. Sheets, book, song, give me a movie.
Well, the first thing that popped up was The Way We Were, and I don't know if that's because I just heard it, but that's what just popped up.
That's where we're going. So, I got it. All right. So in the past, it is a true statement that Anya has not nurtured herself and kind of given herself up. Okay. These things were created physically from that period when you did that.
Okay.
Now, this is really important. This was an important thing they brought in during one of the private sessions. They want you to be really clear that this work that you do now, this self-love, this honoring, this, you know, I'm honoring myself by not giving myself up for everybody else, is essentially what will help you heal this.
Okay.
So we have to be very careful, because the physical manifestation is showing up like a year into, 2 years into doing this work, and you do not want to connect anything that is happening to you physically, because physical stuff usually starts, 6, 7, 8, 9 years before it shows up. It starts in the energy.
Okay.
Now, what happened 9 years ago with a guy or a male energy?
9 years ago, okay, that would put us back in 2006.
Yeah, 8, 9, 10,
like
somewhere around there.
Yeah, so I got a divorce in 2000.
That was that's energetically the basis of, you don't want to see clearly that you need to honor yourself and love yourself. That's and you use the word detach, you know? You can't detach from knowing that or practicing it on you if you want to heal all this.
Okay.
You have to attach to, literally, those are the highest words, yes. You have to attach to your self-love and the experience of it in this lifetime and in always coming forward for yourself. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any? So we claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of that. Yeah. All this is going to clear up. You may need to have some medical stuff. I'm not a doctor, guys. I don't give medical advice. Anything I talk about is energetically based here. You may have to get some medical help, but they're just saying cleared up. So.
Okay. Because I know the self-love and staying out of judgment of myself has been a challenge, just even listening to things that I might still, you know, want to come up with that just sort of like fly out of my mouth. And at least I have the awareness now when it comes out, so I can love and forgive myself for, you
that's
know.
That's right. And, you know, people go, well, how do I start loving myself? Stop criticizing yourself.
Number one, yes.
You know, anytime you put yourself down, you stop yourself in that moment. I talk to myself in third person, and I go, Deanna Bowers Wallace Stone, whoever you've been in this lifetime, stop it right now. You're fabulous, and you're amazing, and get on with it. And I've got to get on with it on you. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Appreciate it.
You bet. And we're going to Ulrika in British Columbia. Hi.
Hello, Eddie. Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just got a message from your last call. My question is about my textile business. What's missing to be really prosperous and successful?
Okay. Well, there's nothing missing from your business. It's what you need to get yourself in alignment with. That's the answer to everything, guys.
Yeah.
You would ask me sheets, but give me a song, darling.
All Over the Rainbow.
Okay, Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Okay, yeah. All right.
That, mm-hmm. Yes? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's very clear. They always give that to me because there's a belief in place. They're saying something around, well, I have to work really hard and it takes a really long time, and if I earn it, then it'll happen and I'll be successful. Is that a true statement?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I know that it's not true, but yeah.
Well, but if that's true in your belief system, it's true in your life, and that will definitely be what you create the demonstration of in your life then. So every morning And during the day, you want to direct your energy and remind yourself, okay, I'm ready, willing, and able for my business to be wildly successful and joyful and making bunches of money right now. I deserve it. I know it's possible. I'm allowing the universe to work with me. That's where I'm plugging my electrical plug in, that charge. You see, instead of sending the charge out to the universe that, okay, well, I think I can make this happen, but I know it takes a long time, you're sending the charge out going, woo, let's do it now. Ride that pony now. And the universe plugs into that. It completes that charge with you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand that. You know, the pieces that I make, they are time-consuming. So from there, I always, I believe that it takes a long time. And then I'm looking if I'm 62 years old, how if I'm going to
I'm
older.
Right there, darling, you're out of the present moment. Right now in this moment, do you have pieces made?
No, I make them mainly myself.
Yes, do you have any made already?
A few, yeah. Yeah, always.
Okay, so right now in this moment, you have pieces that you can sell, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Always.
So let's get them sold. And you can joyfully, while you're creating buyers coming in, by putting that charge out, you joyfully continue making more pieces.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, I sell everything I make, always.
Okay. So why are you in fear? The money's coming in, the money's flowing, you're doing what you love, you're just afraid you can't do enough to support you through your life. Is that the belief?
Yeah, and it is, actually. Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, change it. You see,
okay.
if you guys can get to what you believe and how you're limiting yourself around all this stuff, then you know how to shift the belief and go, no, I'm going to commit to this belief now. I'm going to feel into this one. I'm going to be excited about knowing that for the rest of my life, I get to create this stuff I love, and they always sell. And the money flow is always there. And I put money away, you know, more than enough money away so that I have money to use if I ever want to just stop and relax for a little while. That's what you want, Ulrika. But your fear of not having that will not create what you want. Do you understand?
Yeah. I'm looking at
other
options, including into this. For example, network marketing, you know, and I'm resisting it in a way because I haven't found the right product that I really can.
No, that's not true. That's not true. You're resisting it because this belief is in place, and that's how it goes. When we have a limiting belief, our mind will give us all kind of monkey reasons why we can't do something else that's going to expand us into all possibilities. So our belief systems have to be in place about being bigger, being happier, being richer, being healthier, and having it all now. Get your belief systems in alignment with that, and then all the ideas will flow, and then you'll know exactly what you want to market, and that's the way it works. All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Dee.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we're going to Rachel in Milwaukee.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
My question, and I've tried to formulate it several different ways, is I'm in the process of starting to live my life purpose. At least I hope that this is what my life purpose is.
Well, your life purpose is to be happy, honey, and doing whatever you're doing.
And I'm getting a lot of joy out of it, but I feel like I am either pushing it and not allowing it to flow, and I was wondering if your channel would be able to give me some insight as to why or how I can just relax and let it happen.
Yes, and they're saying you're pushing because you don't really truly understand that you are the power that gets to choose. You are the power
okay.
that gets to choose the ease. You are the power that gets to choose the effortlessness of creation. You're the power that gets to choose the love, the self-love, the joy. You're the power that gets to choose whether you're excited about doing what you're doing. Are you getting it?
I am getting it.
Okay. So what you're, why you want to push, why we all want to push, is that we don't know that we're the ones that creates it. So we go, this is what I want. Okay, where do I have to make it happen? What do I have to do to make sure the universe delivers this to me? You know, like
yep.
when I used to teach acting, it was so clear. One, everybody would do the same thing. We would send out the pictures. We would network. You know, we had a plan. We would get an agent. We would do this. And it was very clear that the actors that loved what they were doing, that knew they were going to make it, you know, all of their the work that they did, the pounding the pavement work, panned out. And the other actors didn't, because their perception of the world was, it's not going to show up for me, so I've got to make it. Are you with me? All right, now they want
I
to go to the
you.
Sheet. Hold on. First sheet, second sheet, third sheet, 1 through 5, 5 through 10. Hang on, I'm getting there. 5. Invoke the authentic self. So everybody, let's come together and invoke our authentic self. And our authentic self is, I know I'm God. I know I'm the creator of me. I know that I am the electrical charge that gets sent out to the universe, and the universe plugs in with me. I know that. It's all about me. So the first thing, Rachel, that they're telling you is, Jesus, have some more fun. Have some more fun with this creation, whatever it is. Is that resonating for you?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Is there any higher understanding? Is there any other question? Any? That's your answer, baby, but you've got to start living it now.
All right, I will.
Okay, if you keep pushing against a wall, what do you get?
A sore hand.
Yeah, you get resistance, you bet. And that's kind of what you've been doing. So look at the wall and go, move away, please, because I'm committed to doing this. Oh, well, thank you very much. Here I go. All right, yeah, that's what you need more of, that little giggle right there. All right, honey, thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to Christine in New York. Hi, babe.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's up?
I actually have a question about a relationship. I just wanted to ask you if you could pick up or what you can pick up around it.
Well, I need a more specific question, Christine. I'm not a card reader. That's not what I do. So,
okay.
So I can tell you it's something in your energy that's holding it away. What's your most specific question?
Well, I would like to know if there's any way to resolve the relationship, because we are not on speaking terms, and I'm just not sure how to move forward.
Love is always the way to move forward. So right now there's a huge amount of fear that you screwed up.
Yes.
Okay. That is not self-love. Oh, my God, I hate myself. I screwed up. Maybe I lost the best thing I ever had. Whatever's going on there with that relationship. There's always a way to rectify and create something new out of anything, including a relationship. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean on the physical world that you will come back together, get on the white horse, and ride out off into the sunset, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly the more you bring yourself back into love for yourself and for him, no matter what happens, you have more of an opportunity to create it coming back together in the physical manifestation for you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so.
So you go in and you go, Christine, whatever happened around this, I love you. You did the best you could. I love you. You've created a great learning experience for yourself here, and you're awesome. And you think of his energy or her energy and go, I'm sending you love. Whatever we're helping each other learn about, you know, here.
And I actually do that a lot.
Yes, but not to yourself.
Right, I do it to him. Right,
yes.
I send him love.
Yes. And guys, look, let me give you the best thing that the channel's ever given me about relationships. Sit down and make a list of everything you want in a mate. You know, they honor me. They respect me. They have unconditional love for me. They spend time with me. They give me their attention. Sit down and write all those things down and then go back over that list and go, am I doing this with me? Am I doing this with me? Am I experiencing this with me? Am I giving this to me? Because you have to be the energetic alignment of what you want.
Okay.
You do that, you will change your relationship with everything in your life, including your bodies. You will turn it around. I promise you. The channel promises you. All right? Go get him, baby.
Okay.
Work on, get him by working on yourself.
I have one last question about
yes.
that. Is there any past life connection you can pick up on?
There's always past life connection, and you literally spend, guys, what you want to know about past lives is that you come back over and over and over and over again until you learn the lesson that you want to learn. And I can tell you the lesson, one lesson that you are coming back over and over and over and over again to learn for yourself and through other relationships is to love yourself and know your own magnificence.
Mm-hmm.
Every relationship, I'm testing this, and those of you that test at home, please test this with me. Every relationship, every lesson, every lifetime you have learned is all about the awakening of self-love and acknowledging your own magnificence as the creator of yourself. So,
okay.
Yes, you have had 3, 4, 5, 6 tons.
Okay.
You have had tons of relationships with this person, part of his energy. And that's a whole
okay.
other discussion I can't go into now because it's time to close the show. But
okay.
just know that when we leave embodiment, our energy can embody in several other entities.
Mm-hmm.
Energy scatters, right? So it's not
mm-hmm.
like, oh, I leave this body and all of the energy of D reincarnates into another entity. A lot of D comes back and reenters in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, yes,
mm-hmm.
you've played around with this energy a lot. And they want you to know, all of you, that there are many, many, many soulmates for everybody in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is. All right, darling, thank you. Well,
thank you.
Again, what an incredibly interesting show. I want to know the one thing that I answered it before I even asked, the one thing that we're supposed to take out of this show, because it went from bodies to relationships to jobs. We were covering all kinds of subjects, but the common thread that runs through everybody today is, do I love myself enough to create unlimited possibilities through self-love for myself? Unlimited possibilities. They want to bring in commitment again, that we are committed. We are standing now and claiming, I am committed to the creation of unlimited possibility through the self-love of who I am. And so it is. And until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Because you know, guys, really, truly, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.